You may be a seeker who's pursuing spirituality for decades now. But what if the very advices that you are following are holding you back? Here are the three worst spiritual advices, which are in fact roadblocks that can keep you stuck for decades. And trust me, if you just understand these three points and if you overcome this, you are ahead of millions and millions who don't. Now, I have personally explored many, many teachers, philosophies and books in the last decade. And I was stuck unconsciously following these three advices for years and years. But the ancient Advaita Vedanta changed my life. Now, let's start with one of the most significant misunderstandings in modern spirituality. This might be the reason why you feel stuck. This is the first roadblock, which is about becoming your higher self, becoming enlightened, and so on. This is a very common advice that we see all around us. Become evolved, become your ideal self, and so on. But there is a fundamental flaw in this advice. Modern spirituality has built an entire industry around this concept. Just look around. Meditation apps track your progress with streaks and achievements. Spiritual courses promise enlightenment in 21 days. And Instagram gurus constantly show you the enlightened state you should aspire to reach. And for many, many years before I was exposed to the ancient wisdom of Vedanta, I was stuck with this mindset. I was somewhere feeling that I was not enough and I needed to overcome something and I needed to become someone. I needed to change myself in order to truly evolve spiritually. This was actually how I was feeling, and this is why I struggled and I suffered for many, many years. Studies show that practitioners with goal-oriented spiritual practices often experience higher anxiety levels compared to those with process-oriented approaches. So when we focus on becoming something or becoming someone, our mind creates an artificial gap between that ideal self and who we are right now. And this gap keeps on expanding and it never closes down. So it becomes a rat race. We are in a constant, continuous chase of our spiritual goal. This is a very dangerous trap which can lead to decades of unfulfillment, stress, and more importantly, stagnation in spiritual evolution. The pursuit itself creates a separation. When we say I need to become something, immediately we have assumed that we are something less now, something inferior now. This is a fundamental misconception. If we study the ancient Vedanta, the Upanishads clearly say Tatvamasi. What you seek, you already are. You already are the infinite consciousness. You already are that infinite intelligence. Only recognition of this fact is necessary. Only observing and knowing or being this is necessary, not becoming anything. So the first fundamental shift happens when we stop trying to become and start recognizing what we are beneath the layers of identification. Enlightenment is not an achievement, but simply a recognition. It is not something you gain. It is what remains when you stop adding unnecessary limits to your experience. Now, before we go ahead, check out the link in the description to watch our free training on conscious creation. This will help you how, through the ancient wisdom of Vedanta and through our framework of conscious creation, you can slowly begin to move towards your ideal life and achieve a life that you truly wish to live. Next, let's see why renouncing the world can be a dangerous trap in your journey. So this is the second roadblock or the second advice that we usually get, which is worldly detachment. One of the most dangerous things that we can believe in this journey is that material and spiritual are two separate things. If you have been following Advaita Vedanta, you already know that Advaita literally means non-dual, which means everything is one in its essence. But most of us, if we look within and honestly see for ourselves, believe that there is a material world and there is a spiritual reality. And we see everything through the lens of duality. Even when we are evolving and pursuing the path of spirituality, our possessions, our things, our relationships, all this might look like it is something apart from my spiritual truth. But if we go deeper and deeper into Advaita Vedanta, this is definitely not true. There is no material, there is no spiritual. There is one absolute holistic unity. This is a fundamental shift that we must make in order to truly come out of the trap of worldly detachment. Now, of course, even Vedanta talks about detachment, but it talks about detachment in a very mature way, which most of us do not recognize or realize. Most of us think detachment and surrender and karma yoga is about giving up everything. It is about giving up our goals. It is about giving up our relationships. It is about giving up money and our possessions. This is definitely, definitely not the case. If the entire society begins to live like this, then we will not have a society. If all of us begin to give up everything, then where will society go? This is not dharma, but detachment has a very deep meaning. It is about how we are within us. That is why Vedanta time and again gives wonderful examples for this. We have seen the example of Raja Janaka, which Sri Krishna talks about in Bhagavad Gita. How Raja Janaka, who is a king, who is an emperor, but yet he lived a detached life. He took care of his people. As an emperor, as a king, he took care of his roles and responsibilities. He was surrounded with wealth and opulence, but none of these things touched him. None of these things influenced him. Whether they were there or not, it did not matter to him. So, detachment is a fundamental misconception where most of us get stuck. This also is strongly associated with money. This is where even I struggled for many, many years. I could not put money and spirituality together. For me, spirituality was something which was always apart from money. Maybe it is the conditioning or maybe it is the way that I was brought up. But this was a major issue for me. But then when I understood detachment and when I changed my relationship with money, everything changed for me. The organization that we are building and all the works that I'm doing, I'm easily able to do because of this understanding. And if you honestly ask for yourself, even you might be thinking this, that having money is not spiritual. This is a very dangerous assumption. And this is just an unconscious assumption. If you truly dig deep and if you truly inquire, you will see that money is just a tool, is just energy, just like anything else. It can be used for good, it can be used for bad. And if those of us who are on the path of spirituality use these tools, we definitely will use it for the greater good. And we can impact millions of people with this. So, worldly detachment is not about giving up everything, giving up your possessions, relationships and money, but it is about transforming your relationship with them. It is about internally being detached while doing what is necessary in this world. Physical withdrawal often functions as a sophisticated form of spiritual bypassing. Rather than transcending life challenges, we avoid them, we suppress them, and we run from them. This creates the illusion of progress while often leaving our deepest patterns untouched. That is why Vedanta speaks of karma yoga, the yoga of action without attachment to results. This middle path rejects both mindless indulgence and extreme withdrawal. Gita demonstrates this through Arjuna, who learns to fulfill his duties with inner detachment, showing that action and spiritual freedom can coexist. So, spirituality is not about escaping to a forest or a cave and meditating. It is about living our lives as a professional, as an entrepreneur, as citizens of this world, yet being detached from the outcomes, yet being detached from the world. while succeeding in whatever we are doing. So this is Karma Yoga. When approached with awareness, career and relationships become powerful tools for spiritual growth. They provide constant opportunities to check our ego and to balance. So the true renunciation is inner detachment, not physical withdrawal. With this, let's come to the third and perhaps the most damaging misconception of all. That is the danger of unquestioning devotion. In some philosophies and in some traditions, it is said that we must follow the words of a guru with complete devotion, without asking any question, without having any doubt whatsoever. But even this advice can be really, really damaging. If we accept a book or a philosophy or even a guru without inquiry, without questioning, without doubt, then how is it not a blind faith? And we see the consequences of this throughout the world. You know, the terrorists who bomb different people and kill different people, kill in the name of God. They do that because they are following certain words, certain advices from their so-called teachers or books without inquiring on it, without questioning it, without using their intellect. This can be a very dangerous trap in our spiritual journey. So many spiritual traditions teach that advancement requires complete surrender to a guru or system without questioning. From a very high perspective, there is truth to this. But for most of us, in most of the cases, inquiry is key. Vedanta emphasizes vichara, which is deep inner inquiry, to question each and every one of our assumptions. If we take a look at Swami Vivekananda and how he approached his spiritual path, we get a glimpse of how we need to approach it in our own life. He consistently and constantly questioned his guru, Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. He kept doubting his guru. He kept questioning him again and again. He was testing his guru. This is a very, very essential quality in the modern world, especially when there are teachers and philosophies and systems that are so misplaced and misconceived. We need to be very, very careful on whom we follow and what we follow. The Upanishads repeatedly instruct students to hear, reflect, and meditate, telling us that questioning is not an obstacle but a necessary step toward understanding. And the entire approach of Jnana Yoga revolves around intellectually differentiating between that which is real and that which is unreal. That is, questioning what is real and unreal. But at the same time, we must understand that Swami Vivekananda at one point completely surrenders to his guru. So even this surrender is necessary, but inquiry should come beforehand. Vedanta teaches that intellect must be fully used before it can be transcended. Discrimination precedes surrender. We must employ our critical faculties to their fullest extent to discern authentic teachings from false ones and to differentiate false gurus from the real ones. Only after the intellect has been thoroughly satisfied does surrender become meaningful. Otherwise, we are not surrendering to truth, but to someone else's authority. So this is the third shift that you must take. True spiritual evolution is about questioning your assumptions. It is about questioning everything. And it is about embracing inquiry before surrender. So the true spiritual growth is not about becoming someone or withdrawing from life or following teachings without questioning. Instead, it's about recognizing our essential nature while engaging consciously with the world through honest, diligent inquiry. So with these three fundamental shifts, you can begin to approach your spiritual path in a much more conscious way and with absolute clarity.